is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bad shit, Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And we already have tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus here on this Thursday night action. We've got Commanders, we've got Eagles. A slightly meaningful game in the NFC East in that race. We've got college basketball. We got college football. We got the NHL. We got the NBA. It's a wonderful time of the year. Too soon to be singing Christmas carols. No, it's not. Actually, yes, it is. But it's never too soon to get some plus money on the board. Good sir, what do you have for me?
Shall we go to the Northwest, Brad? Shall we go to the home of what's in this cup? Yes, a little bit of Starbucks. Let's head up to the Pacific Northwest because I got a little Pacific Northwest two-step for you. A little Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti up in the mountains, if you will. Pretty simple for me. I'm taking Vancouver at home. I'm taking Seattle at home. I just like the matchups between the two. I just need the straight money line. Don't need it to happen in regulation. If for some reason the Islanders or the Blackhawks, the two opponents for these guys tonight, can force it into overtime, doesn't matter as long as the home team comes away. And I was frankly kind of surprised that this was bouncing almost up at $1.50 for a payday, plus 149 at DraftKings. Seattle should be able to take care of business relatively easily. They've got the Blackhawks, the Islanders, who are sort of floundering. Their islands are getting flooded, shall we say, run into a buzzsaw that I think is going to be Vancouver at home. Vancouver's always very good at home. So give me the Canucks, give me the Kraken, give me them both on the money line. Simple two-legger. Ooh, sexy. Plus 149.
All right, going to the hashtag Tequila Thursday night matchup between the Commanders and Eagles. Wear a crown, A.J. Brown. Be a king for thy day, please. And I need you to book it out of the box and win the race to 40 yards receiving at a plus 110 juice. There's a little baby seduced by the juice available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Washington, kind of middle of the road in terms of big chunk gains they've allowed down the field. They've given up 25 pass plays or 20 or more, and only two pass plays of 40 or more. But a large reason why they rank so decently in those categories, that they really should be able to upgrade there in that secondary, named Marshawn Lattimore, is not going to be available, unfortunately, tonight. So you're going to be Sanders still in coverage, likely to be draped there on A.J. Brown. And he has been a misadventure in coverage. And you look at A.J. Brown, man, all he does is chew up real estate down the field and working outside the numbers. He is number 10 in ADOT among all qualifying and eligible wide receivers. He is numero uno in yards per route run at 3.69. He is numero uno in yards per target at 13.5. He is numero tres in yards per reception at 19.8. And Jalen Hurts has a mighty 125.3 passer rating when targeting him. So the yak beast, a field stretcher extraordinaire himself. Book it, baby! Book it fast! Race to 40 yards! And you get there first among any pass catcher in this game, a cool plus 110 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco, mi amigos, on the countdown. Let's get down with some more A.J. Brown. I think he's going to book it in the end zone, and maybe it's a double play payday for me. Maybe he catches like a 40-plus yard bomb, and he's in for six, and we're cashing that once but twice. But I love in the anytime touchdown market at a plus 115 juice. Quite attractive. They are available at BetMGM. Washington showing some improvement in pass defense over the last 5 weeks, number 18, but still middle of the road in pass EPAD. However, they have allowed a dozen wide receiver touchdowns this season. Again, he's getting a lot of Mike Sanders still in coverage. He's given up three touchdowns to his primary assignments this season at a 101.0 passer rating as well. Brown has three TDs in the six games that he has played in. But interestingly, Lundy, he doesn't have a single red zone target. So what those are just explosive pass plays, and it hurts so good. come out, jail, and make it hurt so good and drop a bomb down the field, A.J. Brown. And hopefully he's going to cross the chalk for six, and we're cashing in at plus 115 at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown, mi amigo, fade or follow.
Well, the problem is you got to sit back and guess, right? Who's going to wind up grabbing a touchdown? Commanders give up touchdowns to the tight end position. Oh, hello, Mr. Goddard. Mm-hmm. So I think you got to watch out for that. But hey, plus 115, let's just hope he actually gets a red zone target. I mean, it seems like the only way we're getting in the end zone with A.J. Brown is when he's taking it in from 30 out. We got to get him down. We got to get down with him when we're down in the field so that we get some red zone targets, man. That's what I want to see.
Hey, just do this. Line him up the backfield. Hand the ball off to the man. He's going to score. I can feel it.
Number four.
Numero cuatro on the countdown today. Saquon Barkley. I think he's going to get it done with his leg, sure. But I was seduced by the juice, Lundy, at a plus 150, working the shoulders on the over. 2.5 receptions available there at BetMGM. I talked to my buddy Rachel Dory from BetAlytics last night. We had her on BetMGM tonight, and she said, Brad, this is my top bet of Thursday night football. And when Rachel, you know, she's a hell of a lot smarter than me, cranking the numbers, working the models, all that stuff. If her data suggests it and flags it as like a best bet, I automatically wager on it. So that's the reasoning, really, the impetus for the reason why I grabbed this. Because you look at Saquon this season, he's done this rarely. He's only actually done this three times this year. I think he's underwhelmed as a pass catcher, and it's a little bit puzzling because he's a supreme tacky-handed guy when thrown the rock. He's averaging 13.2 routes per game. He's running around on 44.9% of his snaps. That's number 10 among eligible and qualifying running backs. And he's caught 80.8% of the flicks off the hand of Jalen Hurts. I look at Washington. They have get up the second fewest receptions per game of the running back position at only 2.7. Only three running backs have caught three or more passes in a contest against them. And, of course, game flow, game script's going to come into play. If the Eagles blow him out, this sucker is a big, fat L. But if it is hotly contested or the Eagles are dealing with any kind of deficit, I say Saquon's flexes in the box score on receptions. Give me the over 2.5 catches. And this is going to be a sweat at plus 150 at BetMGM. Good sir. Bader follow.
No, it's not going to be a sweat because I'm not making the bet on it. I am fading. You and Rachel will be like Ross and Rachel on a break, Brad. This is not going to hit this evening. You already talked about the Commanders. They give up the second fewest receptions. They give up the fewest yards out of the backfield to the running back position. If you go to my spreadsheet, you will already see that I have a bet on the under on Saquon's total receiving yards. Ooh. Which at Bet Rivers, by the way, is at 14.5. Ooh. Everywhere else is either 12.5 or 13.5. I went to Bet Rivers, got it at 14.5, and played the under. I think that they are going to use him on the ground, but I don't see it happening out of the backfield. Got to fade you at number four.
We were on a break!
Number three.
Numero tres, speaking of being on a temporary break, I am going to pivot to the world of college basketball. My play of the night in this sport, maybe the game of the night. It's really kind of a miserable slate. That's why this one is a marquee matchup. One team is likely going to be in the NCAA tournament, and that is Grand Canyon. The representatives there in Glendale, and they're taking on the crosstown rival in Arizona State based out of Tempe. But ASU is catching 5 in this game, and I think it's too many points. So I'm going to ride with the Sun Devils on that +5 at a -110 there at BetMGM. You look at Arizona State, 52% of their shots on the young year have come from distance, and that is an area of weakness for GCU defensively. The Grand Canyon team giving up 39.5% from beyond the arc. So Freeman, Mason, Miller, Sanan, Ali, those guys are gunners from outside. If those buckets are falling, Arizona State honestly could win this game straight up. I look at some of the other metrics that are out there. ASU, number 141 EFG offense, number 77 decent production in EFG defense, only giving up 48.2% from two and only 25.9% from three. GCU, number 196 in EFG offense, They're also only shooting 29.2% from distance. And defensively, number 243 in EFG. So you look at the advanced numbers that are out there. And again, you look at that arc production on both ends of the ledger. And I think Arizona State is going to keep this one nice and snug, as Billy Raff would say. And cherry on top of the sundae, all the advanced analytics sites, Evan Mia, Ken Pom, Haslametrics, Bart Torvik, they have the margin of victory for either team. Some are picking Arizona State straight up. Some are picking Grand Canyon straight up between 1 to 2 points. So it's likely going to come down to the final possession. And if it does, we're cashing in with ASU, the Fighting Hurleys, +5 against GCU at a -110 juice at BetMGM. New member trace on the countdown. Feed or follow.
Future Mountain West team, Grand Canyon University. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they will be joining the conference as we see things continue to shuffle over here on the West Coast. Folks, I've told you I haven't really been able to dive into the college hoops yet. So follow Brad into the pool with his picks.
Yeah, and hopefully I'm not going to drown. I'll say that. Hey, if you want some more college basketball action, and it's going to be a loaded Friday slate, going to have a write-up on that probably early a.m. on Friday. If you want some more Thursday night football picks, you want Lundy's free and accessible spreadsheet on the NHL. Brandon Velasky writing puck picks. You got Ben Wittenstein. You got Nate Jacobson cranking out all kinds of content in college football. My fantasy football rankings. You can ask me a question. It's all free. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. My free spreadsheet is also there. We're always cranking out a boatload of content for your various gaming needs. So go to thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the countdown. Let's go back to Thursday Night Football and cue the minute work in the background. I am going to live in the land down under on Noah Brown. I'm getting down with the other Brown, that being AJ. This Brown, I hope he stays way down under this 19.5 yards for the longest catch at a -110 there at BetMGM. You look at Noah Brown, again, a guy averaging 3.1 receptions per game. He has done this only 4 times this season. When you look at a lot of the secondary analytics, not all that supportive to a bet on the over. He's only number 61 in total air yards, number 31, a little bit better there, and average depth of target at 12.6, number 100 exactly in yards after the catch, number 35 in yards per reception at 14 even, top 30 yards per target at 9.2. Philadelphia has really been stringent and really had a stranglehold of deep pass plays down the field. They've given up the 3rd fewest 20-yard completions in the National Football League. Philadelphia over the last 5 weeks, number 6 in pass EPA defense, and on the year, big play Darius Slay has started to live up to the nickname. He had a slow start this season, but he has really been locked down here of late, giving up just a 58.6% catch rate, 10.6 yards per reception, and the 81 most yards of any DB in the league, and he's going to be the primary shadow of one Noah Brown. So put all together, as long as it's not a Hail Mary chuck at the end of the game, and I still can't get that memory out of my head against my Chicago Bears, Noah Brown lives in the land down under on 19.5 yards on the longest catch, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, see there, your brain just went to a bad place, didn't it?
It did. It really did.
It's bad memories. I'd play the under on this one as well. I think you can count on him for a dozen, maybe 13. I just think 20 is too much.
All right, Noah Brown, stay down, my friend. Avoid the log bombs.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 countdown on this hashtag Tequila Thursday edition. It's kind of a correlate, synergize, and bring it all together on the last play with that under on Noah Brown, 19.5 yards, the longest catch. Though there are other guys, one named Terry McLaurin, that could really burn me on this. But I am also taking the under on Jaden Daniels, 35.5 yards on the longest completion. My top play on Thursday Night Football, -115 there at BetMGM. You look at Philadelphia, only 3 times this season has a quarterback on over 35.5 yards on the longest completion. against them, and they've allowed the fourth fewest total air yards of any team in the NFL. Again, as I mentioned, number six in pass EPAD on the year, and they're also top six in that category over the last 5 weeks. You look at Jaden Daniels. He's gone over this prop seven times this season, but it came in five games. He did it not once, but also twice against my Chicago Bears. Remember that last catch? Again, painful. I'm in a deep, dark place. I'm never going to recover. And also, he did it not once, but twice against the Cleveland Browns, though he is a middling number 16 in total air yards. Also, number 16 in air yards per attempt and number 20 and deep ball completion percentage because of the stoutness of that secondary of Philadelphia, the track record of Daniels not doing it all that often, just on occasion, and the fact, too, that Philadelphia has only allowed three pass plays beyond 36 yards. I feel somewhat confident. The under cashes, baby, on Jaden Daniels. 35.5 yards on the longest completion, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. You're laughing. I got a feeling. I know what you're going to say. Fade. No. Or just go ahead and maybe.
No, follow. this is my favorite part. Folks that have followed, this is like episode, I think this is episode number 740 or 741 of this show. All right. The way Brad does this-ish is, number one, is supposed to be his favorite bet.
Wow.
And he just told you, and I'm somewhat confident.
The spreadsheet the last couple of weeks, I'm bleeding out, Lundy. I am ice cold.
I'm somewhat confident.
I am.
You know, I have the concepts of a plan. Eventually, you've got to come out of your funk, Brad. So I'm just going to, I'll follow you. But man, you are not instilling any kind of confidence right now on this episode.
I have zero. That's where my confidence level is right now. But please, gambling gods, be kind to thee. We got some additional action going on right now. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Whether it's on Thursday Night Football, in your favorite sport, the NHL, the NBA, college basketball, college football, smorgasbord of sports betting to choose from, grab a plate and scoop healthy portions onto it. What do you got?
Let's take a look on the ice. I don't have a lot for this game tonight, to be honest with you, and it's in part because I've been looking at a lot of the stuff going on the NHL right now, so I may add a couple more to the spreadsheet by the time we get to kickoff tonight. But for right now, let's talk about what's going on with the ice and the NBA. Only one game on the schedule tonight in the association, and that is Dallas traveling to take on the Utah Jazz. Got a handful of bets that I want you to think about with this one. Let's start off with an SGP for you, and you're going to have to follow the bouncing ball. Stay with me here on this one. Give me John Collins, 25 or more points plus rebounds. Points plus rebounds, not PRA. 25 points plus rebounds. He has done this in five out of his last seven contests. Give me Kyrie Irving, 30 or more on the PRA, all three on Kyrie, okay? So just points and rebounds on John Collins, but 30 or more for Kyrie on the PRA for this evening. Give me Klay Thompson to splash at least 2 3-pointers. That's it. All I need is two. And then I just need Dallas on the money line. So a four-legger, John Collins, 25 or more points and rebounds. Kyrie, 30 or more PRA. Klay to have at least 2 3-pointers. And Dallas on the money line. If you put all of those together, it is a plus 156 at DraftKings. And it was down a little bit lower than that. I added the 2 threes for Klay to try to push it up over that total. That's what got me up into the 150 range. Like I said, plus 156. Over at DraftKings Sportsbook on that one. And then this is an alt line that you can play, but I really like this one for tonight. Luka Doncic for 3 or more steals in the game is a plus 220 at DraftKings. Here's part of the reason why I like it. Go back earlier in the season. Only other time, I think it was the second game of the year, he had 2 steals in that game. PJ Washington had 4 for Dallas in that game, and Washington is doubtful again tonight in this contest for the Mavs. So I think you got to see Luka do a little bit more, and the Jazz allow the second most steals in the NBA per game at 10.5. So I just need Luka to come up with 3 of those, and it's a sexy payday of a plus 220. like I said, I think he's going to be good for two. So I'm rolling the dice on the odds there. I'm getting seduced by it at the 220 for him to grab the third one in the game tonight. All right, back to the ice we go. I already told you that I like Vancouver and Seattle on the money line together at plus 149. There's some heavy favorites that I like tonight that I think are going to take care of business. The Rangers should be able to do it at home against San Jose. Edmonton should be able to do the same against Nashville. But those two, like I said, in the Pacific Northwest are my favorites. And then we're going to go to one of the early games. Ottawa is at home taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. This is a simple two-leg SGP for you folks. Give me Ottawa to have at least a goal in the first period. That's all I need, is for them to score in the first period, and then I need them to win the game. Ottawa on the money line, Ottawa to have at least a goal in the first period. That is a plus 108. Ottawa is tied for third right now in terms of the most goals scored in the first period. That's the reason why I like that leg. And then I just like him to beat Philly because I think Ottawa is a better team. Now, here's another two-legger you can do. This one doesn't matter who wins, but we're looking again at scoring in the first period. These are teams that have been electric in the first 20 minutes of the games. So give me Winnipeg to have a goal on the road against Tampa in the first period. And give me Florida to do the same at home against the Devils. Panthers for a goal in the first, Winnipeg for a goal in the first. If that happens, that's a plus 147. Like I said, I'll try to put some more for the NFL tonight on the spreadsheet. But for now, that's how we're playing it on the ice. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right. Team Wamos Parlay Play of the Daytime SGP version on Thursday Night Football. Leg number uno. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm going to take Philly on the money line. Leg numero dos. Yeah, Crank the Hurt So Good by Mellencamp in the background. I just see 25 or more rush yards from the Philadelphia quarterback. And leg numero tres. I'm getting down, meaning I'm betting the under once again on Noah Brown. 3.5 receptions. Oh, I can feel the sweat already building on the brow with that leg. Uno, dos, tres. I'm going to hold on the payoff. Let me explain each leg of this Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. Action. Philadelphia's top five EPA per play offense and defense over the last 5 weeks. They're really peaking. They're at home. This is really a game of establishment for them for superiority in the NFC East. I think if they win this game, they're going to win the conference. I think they're going to handle business. Washington's going to be competitive. I kind of like the Commanders +3.5. I think Philly is going to win by a field goal boot. But just win, baby. And if you do that, we cash in on the money line and leg numero uno. Leg numero dos with Jalen Hurts, 25 or more rush yards. Washington's number 12 in the NFL and pocket pressure percentage at 25.6. So they really dial up the heat, whether on brotherly shoves, getting like 2-3 yard gains on a couple of those, or opportunistic scrambles outside the box. He should easily get there. Commanders have allowed 4 quarterbacks to run for at least 25 yards in a game against them. And Hurts has the most rush attempts, 10.3 per game, of any quarterback in the NFL, averaging 42 rush yards per game. He has gone over this prop in 7 of 9. So I think he's going to get to at least 25. And then Noah Brown under 3.5 receptions. Again, Philadelphia, number 7 to pass EPA D over the last 5, though 11 wide receivers have gone for at least 4 catches against them. Brown has been under this in 6 of 8. He always toes the line, a ton of 3 reception games under his belt, but getting big play Darius Slay, I don't think they're going to throw to him a whole lot in this game against Slay, giving up just a 58.6% catch rate. So put all together with Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. To recap, SGP, Eagles, Moneyline, Hurts, 25 or more rush yards, Noah Brown, under 3.5 catches, +250. Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time. All right, Lundy, I got a wild bet for you. This is I've only seen this line available currently at BetMGM. Grant Calcaterra, he is the backup tight end of the Philadelphia Eagles. I bet the over on 6.5 receiving yards, and I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on an anytime touchdown as well. So the 6.5 receiving yards at a -115 on that over available at BetMGM. The anytime touchdown is +950, and that is available at FanDuel Sportsbook. Getting back, though, to the primary action on that over 6.5 yards, Shout out to Jeff Ratcliffe. This is a single play payday. It's a phrase he likes to throw out there, and I think it applies here. A guy that's running 13.6 routes per game. He's running around on 46% of the snaps that he's played, 12.7 yards per reception. Hit your average, bro, and you're crushing the over on this. Yeah. 11.4 yards per target. Washington has allowed the ninth fewest yards at a time in position, but they've given up 41.4 yards per game to plus-size targets, and 11 tight ends have gone for at least 7 yards. And then, again, that little sprinkle, anytime touchdown plus 950, you got some backup.
Well, all I wanted to do was throw out there that it's actually minus 110 juice now at DraftKings. They posted it maybe like an hour ago. He finally showed up. The touchdown prop is much better at BetMGM at 950. DK's only got it at 750, but DK's juice on the receiving yards at 6.5 is only minus 110.
Yeah, even better. Greg Calcaterra, he could be an X factor in this game. So keep that name
one and done, baby,
in mind. Yeah, single play bay day, baby. Absolutely love that. All right, I got a couple more quickies in this game. AJ Brown, let's get one more on the board for him. Most receiving yards in the game. It's not a plus money, unfortunately. It's minus 110, but I think it's entirely doable there. I think he's going to go for a hundo tonight. Again, I feel he's going to find the end zone at plus 115. I think he's going to win that race to 40 as well at a plus 110. AJ Brown. And guess what? More AJ Brown, which means probably not a single catch, and he's going to leave the game with an injury. That's been my luck here of late. I'm telling you, that's just how it is. Fade or follow, I always say that is up to you, and you should be hashtag fading the noise, living daylights out of me right now in the NFL. I also got NBA bet with that that game you discussed. It was Mavericks and Jazz. Luka Doncic, Luka the Don, give me the over on assists. That number is at 8.5. It's a plus money at a plus 105, but I think he's going to get there. It's going to be really close. Always is. These lines are genuinely well-priced across the board, but he's done this on the over 8.5 assists in 3 of his last 5 games. He's only averaging 7.9 dimes per game, and he fell just shy. Yarr! Shiver me timbers. Captain Hook came into play last time he faced Utah in late October, had 8 dimes in that one. Not 9 that we need, but the Jazz have given up the 4th most opponent assists per game at 28 flat. So I'm going to maximize the matchup and say Luka gets to 9. If you want to sprinkle a little action on him getting a triple double, I certainly would support.
Well, I'll tell you this: the only reason Luka is not a part of that SGP that I gave out is because Utah is so bad. I know they're at home, but Utah is so bad that I worry about the minutes in the 4th quarter for some of these guys. Yeah. Because the spread's 9. So if Dallas is up by like a dozen, I think you wind up seeing these guys sit. That burned me on an SGP that I had earlier this season between the Nuggets and the Jazz. Same kind of thing. The Nuggets got up. And so, I missed out on some points for Aaron Gordon, guys like that, just because it was so out of hand. So that's the only reason Luka's not a part of that SGP. I like that bet a lot, but I got scared away by the fact that it's the Jazz.
I totally understand where you're coming from there. Just, fade me right now, folks. Everything that Brad, I am throwing out there just turns into a block of ice.
Yeah, Brad sucks.
Yep, I totally suck. And with that, of course.
But by the way, folks, if you're paying attention to my spreadsheet right now, by the way, we are about as cold as the ice under those players' skates, folks. We're due to come bouncing back. We've had some of our gift bets that have just gone wonky on me. Ones where you can look at every trend through the first 15 or so games of the year and it would tell you what's going to happen, and all of a sudden the script got flipped. We definitely need to climb out of the ice hole that we are in, because we went ice fishing and we fell through over the course of the last about 8 days or so.
Yeah, and you know what that is? That's gambling! You have the ebbs and flows, the ups, the downs. Nobody really wins consistently. Over the long term, though, that's the goal, is finishing up plus money, so we'll keep at it. All right, we got to exit here. I'm out of breath and out of time. Drop us a rating and review at your convenience, would you kindly? Also, fade or follow us on the X. You can follow Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jack wagons, and sign up for a free account. And until next time, as always, fade or follow that is up to you. Be damn good, AJ Brown. I need you.